All right, this is Cosmic Fury SG podcast. I'm one, and on the other line is the people's people, or people of the people's champion.
You should smell what the people's champion is saying.
Yeah, the people's cooking is Mr. Fias.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Fias, what is up? So, hope you're doing well, Mr. Fias.
Doing good.
All right. Just a minor plug for Mr. Fias is that if you're ever into beard grooming, Mr. Fias is the man to talk to.
And yeah, man, the beard man.
Yeah, and you have you guys have a mini club, right? What's the thing with Bearded Villains, right?
Yeah, Bearded Villains. It's actually something small that was started in LA and spread worldwide, got big, and yeah. So now it's huge.
Would you be able to, like, if anyone were to ask you, would you be able to give a good beard advice?
Of course. If you want to grow beard, or want to maintain your beard, oh, you can always look for me. No problem.
He can always recommend on products. And, I mean, you have a hairstylist, right? Hairdresser.
Yeah, my own... this the only person that
I trust
my beard and my hair with.
Yeah. Not so, to say that he's fancy, it's just that he's dedicated to his beard. Yeah.
Yep. So. And my hair. So yeah. And she's good, she's really good. I actually knew about her from there's this barbershop that I first used to go to called Panic Room.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, it was in it's in Lorong 17 Geylang, but last time they were in Chinatown. So I got to know about that place. Then after that, I was like, because you know, usually you go barbershop, everybody's like, oh, or nice short hair shave and all, but you know, I have long hair, all that kind of thing. So went to Panic Room and they're like, oh, you know, meet this lady, her name is Maria. So I'm like, oh, okay. So after that, then from there on, you know, she did very well, like she did a good job. Then from there on, I'm lifelong customer with her.
Oh, wow, lifelong. That's sounds
so
like a
she,
long time.
She actually moved to various different places, and everywhere she go, I followed.
Okay. So yeah, anybody wanting to get into the beard game, can always look for Mr. Fias.
Of course.
All right. So on this segment of Cosmic SG, Cosmic Fury SG.
Cosmic SG.
So, macam lain entity. Talking about entities, it is a different entity on itself. Yes, we are gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
especially
chapter 2.
Yes, man. When was this movie released? I think about 3 weeks ago. Is it?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. Yes.
Yes. Like. Man, what do you think?
Before we go further into it, this one, full-on spoiler. So,
yes, full-on spoiler, courtesy spoiler that whoever hasn't watched it, you can always press the pause
button.
Because
this movie is still new, so like we are saying, it's full-on spoiler. So, ever watch it, stop yourself.
Yes. So, you can always press the pause button and check out the broadcast. So what do you think about it, chapter 2?
I think it was a really good ending to it. There's so many factors to talk about. I mean, the thing is, the one thing that, I mean, everybody talked about the movie before watching it is about 3 hours long. It's about 2 hours 40 minutes, 2 hours 50 minutes. I can't remember.
Yeah, around there.
So, everybody's thinking like, oh, you know, it's going to be a long movie and probably going to be draggy. To a certain point, some part seems a bit unnecessary.
Okay.
But it didn't got me bored. Actually, it actually did still got my attention to go through those parts, you know what I mean? What about you? What do you think?
Like, I guess if I were to compare chapter 2 and the first one is like, it does, of course, like, it feels different in a sense, like, part 1 was more focusing as they were kids, and part 2 feels different because everybody's an adult. Yeah. But of course, they have things intertwined that connects the first one and the second one.
Yeah.
And like, I felt that if, even if the first edition wasn't in like in production, like the second movie itself, it's okay enough to be like the only version of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, like, we're gonna talk about later, like, about the flashbacks, because there's a lot of it.
Yeah, that, a lot of flashbacks, yeah.
The amount of like flashbacks and storytelling, it puts it there that if the first movie wasn't around, the second one can actually easily fill up the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, yeah. So there's a pros and cons, later I think we can talk about it. So what I want to know is that, do you feel that chapter 2 is scary?
No, it's not at all.
Yes, I would agree with you that it is not scary at all.
Yeah,
creepy, is. Creepy, yes, but yeah, not scary.
Yeah, not scary at all. The first one, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the first one, would you say have more horror aspects to it?
The first one had more back, but the second one is, for me, I personally feel it's more like action adventure.
Action adventure, okay.
Yeah, because basically from the start of the movie till the end, it was like for the second one, it's more of like, I call it like journey to discovery, or like self discovery,
Discovery.
So even till the end, also it's still a journey, So the first one was purely a lot of horror elements. Like, it was literally like you can see Pennywise like attacking them constantly, keep attacking them and that kind of thing. The second one, it's more of a it's more of a storytelling. Rather than a horror movie, I should say.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before when we did the what was that evil Superman movie, was it
Brightburn?
Yeah, when we did Brightburn, we did talk about like the violence aspect of it, and remembering the, you know, that scene where it was calling out to this girl under the, you know, that baseball match.
Oh yeah, the one, the girl with the
and
mark on the face.
And it
that really fucking cheesy, yeah. The one he said that, I can blow it all away, blow the bomb away. I like, Sarah girl, if you believe, you stupid, yeah.
Well, we all know how that turned out.
Yep.
And I guess the violence where it like bit on her head, I was like, oh shit. Like, I kinda,
that was cringe, yeah.
Yeah, that was cringe. But I appreciate it that it is there, lah.
Yeah, I also appreciate it, actually.
Like, it really amplifies how evil and dangerous it is.
Yeah. Even in the one where the James McAvoy character went into the funhouse, you know, the one he was banging his head against the glass.
Yeah.
Well, that scene, I actually really like that scene.
Especially the kid then suddenly become all blood, like,
It's like bah, the thing breaks, then all of a sudden gone.
Yeah. And like, what do you think about like the gore and violence factor? Is this more than compared to the first one, or about the same?
I honestly think this one is more of a the gore violence is not as bad as the first one. This one is pretty tame, but this one had a lot of creature effects, you know.
Okay.
Like the the old lady, the statue, you know, and you know, all the like the creature effects kind of thing. More than horror gore kind of thing. The first one had a lot. like literally a lot.
Would you say like the first one, like I guess I'm going for like what makes it the first one more horrific is that when the violence and the gore happens, but usually the setup is more creeping, and then it happens. But in the second movie, like you kind of like know it's gonna happen,
mm-hmm.
and like there's little setup, and then suddenly just pop, it happens like that. And would you say it's like that for the two movies, or like because I feel like what makes the first one more scary is that the music, how they set up scene by scene before,
mm-hmm.
like it starts to put on his fear onto the kids. But for the second one, it's like you kind of like can see from far away like something's fucking gonna happen. Like the kid under the staircase, you know, the baseball match, like, you know, like, girl, you know, right, he's gonna kill you, right?
Yeah.
And like the carnival, like, boy, why you go inside, you know, you're gonna die. Like you can see from far away, you know, because you know how it operates. So I guess that's the two difference. I guess.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And like, what about the cast, man? Like the adults versions of the kids.
You know, the adults version, right? I really like two characters. One is Bill Hader's character.
Yeah.
And the other one is the Eddie. I don't know what's the actor's name.
James Ransom, yeah. the guy, the asthmatic guy.
Yeah, the asthmatic guy. Yeah. I love both of those characters. I think those two characters really work their ways into my attention. You know what I mean?
And like, if I remember correctly, the director for it and the casting director is actually husband and wife. So.
Oh, really?
It was a conscious effort to actually get the adult actors to look nearly the same as the kids.
The kids, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so part, you got to give them props for it.
Yeah, definitely mad respects for putting that effort to making them look alike. Like, I would definitely say they look the same, sir. Like awesome job, sir.
Yeah, really was an awesome job.
Like for especially like Jessica Chastain as the adult version for Beverly. I mean, I think the hair color also nearly the same. So like wow, good match. Not bad. Thumbs up.
Yeah. The only one that was different is the chubby kid Ben's character.
He grew
up to become a heartthrob.
But like, did you notice that the chapter 2 is lesser about Bill, James McAvoy's character, but more about everybody else?
Yeah,
like in the first movie, it's like mostly centered around him.
Yep.
Yeah, that. What do you think? Did you prefer that, or did you prefer a more like one centric character?
Actually, I prefer that. You know what I mean?
For everybody else's attention.
Not only on one person. You know, it's spread out into like different.
It's more diverse.
Yeah. So that part I appreciate it, like how the director is not focusing only on Billy or Bill.
And like you mentioned about Bill Hader, right? Like
fuck yeah. And
this guy fucking funny, bro. Like seriously.
He's really my movie, yeah. Like every fucking scene he's in, I'm like, wow, this fucker, I tell you. And the irony of it is, he grew up to become a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, yeah, so ironic, right?
Yeah. But you know what I appreciate about Bill Hader is, no, because Bill Hader is, I mean, he got famous because of Saturday Night Live.
Like,
you know, everybody watching Saturday Night Live and all, and he don't really have very much prominent movie role. You know,
especially horror. I mean, this is like his horror technically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this, I think it's his first horror movie, yeah.
Yeah. And wow, like You should see, I don't know if you've seen his SNL skits, especially when he's about to break his character and then like laugh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh god. So good, man. Classic stuff, man. Yeah.
And so the thing is, when you first watch the movie, he portrays that funny side, the funny character, you know, kind of thing. But at the end of the movie, that scene where he was crying for his friend, wow, that really got me. Yeah, I was like, this fucker really can act. Yeah,
yeah. I agree with you. Like, I think out of the adults, I think Richie as a character is the more interesting in a sense. Like, he's more dynamic. He's like so called the most offensive out of the bunch, but I guess they put that as a defense mechanism for him because he has a lot of like secrets and stuff. And then, like, as a character, he's a bit more dynamic and interesting, I guess. Like, in the end, even as offensive as he is, he's still a guy with feelings. So I guess he's the more well-written compared to the rest. And then, like, you mentioned about James Ransom playing as Eddie. In the end, the asthmatic guy becomes a hero.
And the one that was the scary cat, became a big hero.
And that was like the moment when I saw his final moments. I was like, shit.
Yeah, but the final moment between him and like the Eddie character and Richie character was very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, I was very satisfied with how. Even though it was shit to see, but okay lah.
But do you know that Bill Hader was actually the voice of Alpha 5 in Power Ranger?
I so did not know that. Really? Oh my god. The original Alpha 5?
No, the movie Alpha 5.
Oh god.
Not the Ivan Ooze one, the one after, the shit one.
Okay lah, still can't save the movie. Oh really? Okay. I did not know that. Oh god. But
he actually has done quite a few prominent movies, but like not big characters lah.
Like, I don't know, seeing his SNL skits, I think that's enough for me. But unless he got some other good stuff, I'll definitely check it out, man.
for sure. But he's really good. I mean, he's amazing. I mean, the thing is, I used to think that Bill Hader is just like comedian and that kind of thing and all that. But after watching Eat Chapter 2,
as an actor, he's dynamic.
He's really dynamic.
That makes it three comedians.
Oh shit, yeah.
You got one,
John Krasinski and Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Fuck, comedians are killing it, yeah. get it?
Yeah, the killing joke.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the rest of the cast, man? Like, the one that has the least airtime, Stanley, the church boy. Was it church? Or was it the Jew guy? The one that committed suicide.
The one that committed suicide, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the guy also, they got the adult one that looks exactly like the kid one. Yeah.
What's his name? Andy Bean.
Yeah, Andy Bean.
He's not related to Sean Bean, right? Is he?
Wait a minute. Maybe, you know.
Wait,
I don't know.
Let's see. Nah, he's born in Texas, so.
Oh yeah, Sean Bean is English, right?
Yeah, I mean, Sean Bean dies more. Okay lah, Sean Bean dies, he also die. There's a general pattern here. So.
Oh my god. You know what? Who is this Andy Bean?
Where?
Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah lah, sial. He's the doctor, sial.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh shit. I didn't realize until now I look at IMDb, I'm like, oh my god, he's Swamp Thing.
Only Swamp Thing, he looks a bit fatter. So, bit more plus lah. Yeah, more very scruffy.
Yeah, okay.
Because
okay.
I always main kat sungai. Sungai Thing. The Sungai Thing.
Sungai Thing, yeah.
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh, no bad, no bad, no bad.
You bloody hell. So purposely die so that he can play Swamp Thing. Ah, clever.
But in the end, Swamp Thing also die, so.
Yeah, man, man, man. That one is a gripes. For another time.
But I think besides Eat Chapter 2 and Swamp Thing, I don't think he has other prominent. What the fuck? Transformers The Last Night. He's a lawyer in it.
I never even watched that movie. Transformer Last Night is the same caliber as Dark Phoenix. Haven't watched, but I don't give a shit. So I'm sorry to Transformer fans. So
yeah, that's true. And the thing is, okay, back to Eat Chapter 2. I guess a lot of people, I mean, I've seen review online. Honestly, like review online, they were saying that some bad stuff about the movie and whatnot lah. But the thing is, for me, I don't feel there's anything bad about the movie lah. It's just how it should be. But the thing is, people are so, nowadays, I mean,
hard to please lah.
Hard to please is one thing, and they also vary into a community of kids concept type of movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Stranger Things, then like Eat Chapter 1, you know, like kids and all that kind of thing.
Or like a very team or group base of kids, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Which is understandable lah. I mean, I love this kind of like group team of kids kind of movie. I mean, there's so many who are like Monster Squad, Goonies and all. So, but the thing is, okay, just sidetrack a bit. If people who love like all this kind of like kids group team kind of movies, right, they should check out this movie called Summer of 84.
Summer of 84, is it a old movie?
No, it was released last year, 2018. It's a Canadian horror mystery movie. And it premiered at the Sundance Festival in 2018 and got the best horror film.
When was it released?
Last year, 2018.
Okay.
Let me check. Release date January 22nd, 2018. August 10th.
When you say horror, what kind of horror is it?
It's more slasher. Of like, okay, I've watched the movie, but not to spoil anything, but it's just a group of kids in a neighborhood trying to investigate missing children who got murdered and all that kind of thing. And they are suspecting it's their neighbor. So they will try
slasher movie lah.
I call it slasher. So they try to investigate four of them. But the ending comes with a twist. So for those who love this kind of kids theme kind of movie and all, should check out Summer of 84.
Gonna write that down. But to sidetrack one more time, for group based kids movie that you shouldn't watch is Slender Man. Fuck that movie, man.
Which one?
Slender Man.
Okay. I didn't watch it because I knew it was shit.
I hate that movie. That's one of the many movies. Yeah, I actually fell asleep watching the movie.
Wow, fuck. And you watch it in the cinema?
Netflix. But I fell asleep, so. I mean, yeah, but never mind. There was a time for another roast. But so.
But the thing is, talking about Slenderman, right? Like the movie is shit, but I highly recommend people to go and watch the documentary.
Of the Slenderman.
The documentary is called Slenderman. I think it's called Slenderman. Yeah, Slenderman. It's a HBO documentary. It's basically about these two girls.
Oh, they kill the classmate. Or torture
they kill the classmate because they say that if they don't, Slenderman will come for them and their family.
It's something for the ritual thing they were trying to try to call him, something like that, some kind of ritual to get Slenderman, something like that. I think they a bit psychotic, these two kids, right? I think I read the article about it before. It's a documentary.
The documentary is really, really good. So if those who the movie is shit, so fuck the movie, but just watch the documentary. Documentary is really good. I actually really enjoyed the documentary.
I don't know if you ever take the effort to actually watch the movie and actually finishing it, right? Thumbs up to you, man. Then we can do the roast.
There's some movies that are just like that. You know, like this Slender Man movie, then there's another one, Bye Bye Man.
So what?
Bye Bye Man.
Okay. The title sounds shit. Bye Bye Man.
Is it Bye Bye Man? Wait.
No, it was scary. Really? Oh, yeah.
It is called the Bye Bye Man.
Oh god. Yeah, that sounds stupid.
That movie got one of the worst movie of the year awards. Yeah.
Oh really? Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, luckily it is none of those things,
It was good. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Characters, everything all portrayed well. The only sad thing about it was I wanted to see more of Pennywise.
Yeah, but what do you think about Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise, man?
Fuck yeah, he is amazing.
Yes.
He's untouchable, I swear. He really... I used to think that Tim Curry was good, but wow, Bill Skarsgård killed it. He really killed it.
You know, the thing about Tim Curry...
He's my favorite Pennywise now.
Yeah, like, the thing about Tim Curry was, during his time, there was a different phase in, like, horror. And there was a different crowd. And it suit during that era. But for Bill Skarsgård, I don't know. Would you call him a method actor?
He is. I truly call him a method actor. I mean, when the first It came out, I actually watched a lot of his interviews. Even like he came on to, I don't know which show. Was it Jimmy Fallon or Jay Leno? I can't remember. One of those late night shows. And he actually, you can find the clip on YouTube as well. They actually asked him, they say, how do you portray that Pennywise look? And he actually just turned to the camera and he did it. I'm like...
Oh, the lips thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a natural.
This guy is good.
I don't know. Would you say that, you know, if Robert Downey Jr. is the face of Iron Man, Tom Holland is the face of Spider-Man, would you consider Bill Skarsgård the same boot?
Yep. I don't think anybody can top him now for being Pennywise.
Yeah. So you were saying just now?
Oh, no. Bill Skarsgård also is another actor that is really underrated.
Yeah. Because, he's not like the A-list guy, but I don't know, maybe after It, people might be interested in working with him more, I guess.
Yeah, because I think when It came out, like, everybody was super impressed with it. Honestly speaking, before It, right, I only saw him in like Atomic Blonde, that Charlize Theron movie. But that was, he had a really small role. But when I saw It, I was like, fuck, this guy is good, Sean. Yeah. Then he has some couple of like indie-ish kind of film.
Indie-ish, yeah. Yeah, like I think before this, I don't think I ever watched. I mean, he was in Deadpool, But he,
oh,
he
yeah, died. Yeah, Zygis.
But he died early.
Oh yeah.
That's a stupid death. Died to a helicopter fan. Stupid sir.
Yeah. But apparently he has one of my friends was telling me that he acted in one black comedy, not as in like African American black, but American black comedy, thriller-ish kind of movie, that involves around teenagers and all, called Assassination. And a friend of mine said that it's not bad. They told me to go check it out. I'm like, okay, I haven't really got the chance. But Bill Skarsgård has one movie that is coming out called Villains. That one is a must watch. Yeah.
And what is it about?
Two robbers, like a Bonnie and Clyde kind of robber. He's obviously the guy lah. Decides to go break into a house to rob the house, but wrong move, bro. The house is owned by a pair of husband and wife who are serial killers.
Wow, that's heavy, man. Oh wait, the movie out yet? No,
it's coming out. It's this year, coming out this year. Recently coming out soon, I think.
Interesting. Yes.
Is wow. When I saw the trailer, I was like, I need to watch this. Yeah.
Wow, this one. Oh, 2000. Oh, maybe late 2019, I guess. Oh wait.
It's out already. Yeah.
Oh, it says here September.
September 20th.
That's like last month. Well, maybe can find some downloads.
Yeah, but this is one movie that I really want. It's released last month. Shit.
But you know, I mean, Bill Skarsgård, he comes from a family of famous, Skarsgård. Yeah, famous actors, man.
His father is the one that acted in Thor.
Yeah, and Exorcist also, the priest.
Oh yes. His brother is Tarzan.
And what's that movie? The one that had was it Final Frontier? Is it? I think was the brother inside the movie. Netflix movie. Let me find. He has an older brother and a younger. He's the middle child, right?
He's the middle child, I think.
And man, if only I wrote notes for this.
Yeah.
Damn it. There is Full Bio.
Oh, his elder brother was in True Blood as well.
True Blood. Mm. Oh, really? Where is his son?
Then another brother is in the TV series Viking as Loki.
Oh, the main actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, Viking.
Fuck yeah, his whole family lah is in movies.
Wait, isn't that the guy in World of War?
Yeah, the same guy.
Okay.
Even the sister also lah.
Oh, it's a sister. I didn't know that. I thought it was like only boys.
Aja Skarsgård.
Yeah, okay lah. I mean, your family resume.
Your family resume is fucking power.
You can't take anything away from that, sir. Like, seriously. Wow.
Crazy lah.
Like, would you...
Bill, Alexander, Gustav. Wow. All of them are doing well. Yeah.
Like, imagine like you line up of like siblings. You ever feel pressure? You know? Pressure, sir. Like, wow.
Confirm pressure.
Your father down to your youngest brother, all actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, if I would be like, wow, how to how to top that? Yeah.
Well, he definitely topped that by being it. Because I don't think...
Honestly speaking, before this, I only know his elder brother, which is Alexander Skarsgård, and his father, of course. But after it, wow, he really got my attention.
Yeah, I mean, what? It is like for our generation.
Yeah.
He knows it.
And you know, when I when the first chapter, the first movie, they said that when they introduced to the cast of kids, right, Bill, right, they didn't introduce him as Bill Skarsgård, no. They straightway introduced him as Pennywise already. Which freaked all of them the fuck out, yeah.
Oh yeah, they did not show.
Yeah, they didn't show them anything about him any
until the shoot itself. Then he appeared, right?
Yeah, he appeared.
Oh god.
So that's why even he said that. That's why when the kids, their reaction, like they were scared and shocked. Like it was really them being scared and shocked.
Yeah lah, of course. I mean, under all those prosthetic, you look at him also, you scared. Somehow he can do the eye thing, the juling.
Yeah.
I say, oh yeah lah, my eyes.
Really good actor. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen this interview by Bill Hader. I think it was on Conan or something. So Bill Hader was talking about like meeting Bill for the first time, and Bill Skarsgård was like in full it or in Pennywise makeup, all that. So they were talking on set. So Bill Hader was like asking Pennywise, like hey, how did you do the eye thing? Was it a CGI thing or no? Then he suddenly Then Bill Hader was like, ah. Well, I would love to see that scene. So like, funny, like, fuck, so the way he describes was like funny, because he's like freaked out, he's already freaked out about like seeing eyes moving like that, and then for Bill Skarsgård to do it in real life, right? He freaked out, says. Fucking funny, sad.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
What other parts of the movie that actually you appreciate?
I appreciate that they do show respect to the source material about major spoilers. That what exactly Pennywise is. But they never really, I would say 100%. Because if 100%, Stephen King, the origin damn funky. Yeah. Because like, I don't know if you ever read the books. Pennywise is like, he's like, there's this, microverse? Macroverse? He's like two sides of another coin, of the same coin. Basically, he's like the bad entity, and there's the... There's a version of him, but entirely good, but it's in a form of a giant-sized turtle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess I appreciate that the movie did show a glimpse of what he is and where he came from. But they never really push further of like the universe that he came from, but I guess, I mean, normal moviegoers wouldn't understand because it already moves away from the horror aspect. So that part I appreciate the most. So what about you? Like, is there anything that you really really into?
The thing is, besides like Bill Hader or stepping up like crazy, I actually appreciate how the director actually doesn't concentrate on one particular character. And I mean, like, you look at them, all the actors in the movie, like James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain has the highest star power among all of them.
Yep.
But in the movie, right, he doesn't give the fact that you got the highest star power, I should concentrate entirely on you. But yeah. No, you know, he literally like blend everything together and you know, make different characters special in their own way. So which makes me appreciate the movie even more. Like you know, like it's basically like in a example, I use example as a basketball team lah. Like if your team has LeBron James, like everybody will say, oh, LeBron James carry the team, that kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if your team like plays together, then you'll be like, wow, fuck, you know, you'll appreciate it even more. It's the same idea. That's why I really appreciated the movie even more.
Yeah. And like, is there anything that you like about chapter 2?
Sorry, as in what? Anything that I don't like?
Is there any gripes that you thought like maybe the movie can do without, you know?
I think... No. For me, I didn't feel like... I mean, I'm when it comes to like this kind of movie and all, I always appreciate like the horror and thriller aspect and whatnot. But when you give the romance part like something to play in a movie, depends on how you do it, but in each chapter 2, you know, the romance between the Jessica Chastain Beverly and the Ben character, right? Like, it was cool. I mean, it didn't overpower, you know what I mean? They don't force it on you too much. But I mean, if it's not in the movie also, I'm fine with it, honestly.
I guess the reason why I asked that is because I have a little nitpick on chapter 2. Because like, I think the very reason why the movie is able to stretch up to 2 hours, 40 or 50 minutes is because the flashback, they have 6 adults. And 6 adults have flashbacks.
Yeah.
And that one was a little bit draggy for me for that part. Like, I'm okay lah with flashbacks, but because every character had a flashback. So that's why earlier on I mentioned about there's the good and bad. I was referring more on this part about the flashbacks. Because the flashbacks are there, they put into context of their past and glimpses about individual lives, and it was there, and it made it so that, you know, if you don't have the first movie, that made it fine because a flashback is there. So it's kind of like the good and bad part of it. Like, one is draggy, the bad part of it. The other one is that it's there, and then maybe another bad part is that, you know, you make it until like, you know, like the first movie, you don't need that because you already put a chunk of info in all the flashbacks. But I guess that's just my nitpicky, because like, yeah, I know your history and flashbacks because I already saw most of it in the first movie. I don't need to see it again. So I'm okay with like maybe like character interactions when they are kids and wasn't revealed in the first movie, especially the underground part where the guy dug up the hole and then they have their own clubhouse underground. That one is okay. I kind of like it. But and then because some of the flashbacks like rehash some of the info that we already know. But if you're a person who went in and never see before and then you see the flashback, I guess it will work. But for people who have seen the first movie, like, hey, pastor lah, we know already lah.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, but
and also for me, the one that now I realize, like, the one that I just wish it had more Pennywise in the movie. Like more appearance from him doing something weird and freaky.
Yeah.
Rather than more the flashback, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, even the scene where Beverly went into the house, after he was sitting at the corner without his clown and everything and all, then he was putting that white paint on his face. Then he like scratched his eyes and all.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
I'm like, that was cool or what? Yeah.
Yeah, that one visually stabbing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, when I this is good. This is good. Then after that, then after a long while, then he appeared again. I'm like, I just wish it had more of him in the movie. So,
but the lady scene, that old lady scene, what, the creepy factor also, that's like.
But the only thing is, right, they shouldn't have showed the old lady scene in the trailer.
Yeah, I guess, you're right. Like,
that's why, like, when it came to that scene, like, all of us, like even for me, I was like, I know what's gonna happen, that kind of thing, like, you know?
Yeah.
So if they didn't play it in the trailer and you're watching it for the first time, you'll be like, fuck, what the fuck is this, yeah?
Yeah, showing a glimpse of it is fine, but they literally showed the entire scene of that part, yeah.
Yeah, and it's basically it, lah. Like, even when the trailer first came out and they showed the entire part, the first time I was watching it, I was like, fuck, yeah, this is freaky or what, yeah.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah, so that's one more thing. Like that was a very crucial scene, I should say. But the amount of blood they used for that scene, the one with Beverly in the cubicle, holy shit.
You know what's funny? Like, she had a white tank top, right? After that scene, her tank top become all red. I found that hilarious.
Become brown.
Like Benson's blood, like that. But that's one scene.
That's what the ladies call the heavy flu.
That one, the bad dad joke. Like, what was it? Why did the girl had the best rap lines during her period? Because she had a mean flu. So. Fuck you, understand?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But I think there was one scene where it did took me aback, like in a sense it was a bit funny. You know the part where they suddenly had no fear and then Pennywise was getting defeated and then it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah. And then he backed up to the rock, and then he turned into marshmallow.
A baby.
Then he turned into a marshmallow. No, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, like he like a very soft prata like that. No, when it happened, he's like, I couldn't stop laughing. Like the thing was like epic seriousness, and then suddenly when the thing like bloop, like eh, sorry, I find that seriously very funny. So yeah lah, to summarize, like, the only way to defeat Pennywise is to shit talk him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking rap battle the fuck out of him.
Yeah, yeah, you shit talk him and then you like, ah, they ni kata lah. Like a baby. So,
But so, the thing is, people like, you know, I remember at one point of time in, I think it was in, yeah, US lah. At one point of time, you know, remember there was the whole clown face thing where people dress up as clowns started scaring people on the street.
Or the pranks and all.
So I think people who has clown phobia might be hard for them to digest.
There's a proper term, right? Is there a proper, like, some,
I
really
don't know,
a clown
phobia? Clowning phobia.
Yeah, I know of a friend who's really scared of clowns, like legit. Like some people are scared of cats, right? Or some people are scared of dogs. This guy I know is what, scared of clowns, like legit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called coulrophobia.
What? Chlorophobia?
C-O-U-L-R-O phobia.
Ah yeah, it's a
coulrophobia.
Is that a medical term or just a term people just made it up?
No, it's a real term. The word chlorophobia means a persistent irrational fear of clowns.
Like we don't have those symptoms, so we can't really say for sure like what would the person feel about seeing clowns. I don't know, anxiety attacks or something like.
Yeah, I think it's more of like anxiety attack. But I hate clowns, but it doesn't bother me, so.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, like.
Remember the time there was that trailer of, like a documentary thing called, what, Twinkle the Clown?
Oh, the one I sent you on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the guy's a real clown stalker, eh?
Yeah, and people pay him to scare people, lah.
I don't know what kind of job scopes are, like, does it involve, like, is there a hazard pay?
You, I have no idea, yeah, but I remember when I was watching the came out of the under the bed drawer thing, I'm like, fuck, please.
You imagine somebody just like, you know, fuck you, take out a gun and shoots him.
That's what happened to, what's that, there's this group of prankers called the Jalal Brothers or Jalal Pranks or something like that. So they did, I don't know whether they did was the terrorist prank or the clown prank. They're from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And backfires, yeah. They, I think, did the prank. The guy took out a gun and shot one of the guys.
Oh, wow. Did he die?
No, he didn't. He just got seriously injured.
Stupid.
And the thing is, I mean, like, these kind of pranks are funny, but I think I don't find it that entertaining.
I'm sure you probably like backhand some of the people already as well. Like, klaka. I mean,
no need. I go Halloween Horror Night already. Ghost on the game also.
Halloween Horror Night, I think they put the papan on the floor on purpose, right? So every time they stomp the feet, the thing loud, right?
So
I guess, like, for it, there's mixed scores. Some sites give it like 7, some a bit higher, some
how did Rotten Tomato give?
Let me see, for IMDb gave it a 7, man. 7.0. so let's see.
Rotten Tomato, Metacritic gave 58 only, 58%.
Average. I think I give it a 7.5 lah. If out of 10.
I give it a 7 also.
Because it's not bad, but I guess the novelty of scares has already been done in first one, so people kind of like expected what the second one could be. So, but yeah, lah, it's not a bad movie.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Expansion to the lore of it. And so, I mean, if there is gonna be another one, would you like wanna check it out?
I think if they would want to do another one, I suggest to do a origin story of Pennywise.
Like, really, like, dive in.
Dive deep into his origin story, yeah. And make it like a one-off movie. Don't do like part one, part two kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, as long don't become like the Nun Kennedy.
Fuck, the Nun. It's fucking promising, yeah, but what are we?
That's what you call the betrayal.
Yeah, fucking shit. Give me the money now, I'll do a better job.
So, like, alright, you guys have heard our rants, our ratings. So we already gave our courtesy spoiler warning. So if you still press play and listen to the entire podcast of this edition of It Chapter 2, you're stupid.
Yep. You're just fucking yourself up.
So yeah, lah, like, by now I don't think it is showing in theaters, especially in Singapore. So
yeah,
you gotta
still showing it.
Oh, still. Oh, okay. Okay, you can wait for maybe another 2 more months. I guess it will go to digital. And but if you guys want to go there, don't expect to have a like mind-boggling kind of a, like you need to think what's gonna happen. It's slightly straightforward. If you already watched the first one, you kind of like know what to expect on the second one. And if you watch the original one, This one is definitely a different vibe because the original one was kind of a long, dry drag of
you
3 hours.
You know,
but
the thing is, right, like, thinking about it, like, you know, people saying that Chapter 2 is like, mixed reviews and all, right? But now, come to think about it, I actually enjoyed the remake of it entirely now, comparing to the first one. So
yeah, because the first one...
Even, like, if comparing, like, Chapter 2 and It Chapter 2 before, the new It Chapter 2 definitely is way better. The one before, I remember, it was so fucking...
Dry, draggy, yeah. Slow burn, and the dread. Totally understand, man.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so gotta give props to the new one also, lah.
And I don't know if Bill Skarsgård ever listens to this podcast. Like, hey man, you're cool. Hopefully you get more movies, you know, and you know, get your name out there because you know, you're a great actor, man. So,
Bill Skarsgård, I really hope he gets more iconic roles like this. Because now, honestly, and anybody tells me about Pennywise, right? Only his face will appear in my head. No more Tim Curry. Yeah.
So, feels like I need your help, okay? Whenever you like post our stuff on Twitter, you hashtag Bill Skarsgård, you hashtag Mark Dacascos.
Yes.
See, I can't even say his name because he knows I'm talking about him.
Yes.
So that they can check out our show.
Yes, I will do it.
So yeah, lah, that's pretty much it for that's pretty much it for Chapter 2. That's pretty much it for it. So, and is there any final words from you, Mr. Fias?
Final words for me? Yeah.
Yes.
No, actually.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Alright, so if you ever see a clown in Yishun, just fuck him up, man. So...
Hey, wait, talking about that, Halloween Horror Night now this year, right, one of the houses is clowns. So, yeah, just to let you know.
Have a better original idea, you twats. So...
They should do It Chapter 2 Haunted House.
No, they should do the It unreleased chapter because it's shit. So but anyways, that's pretty much, I guess, from me. So Fias has no other last words, so we're gonna end off the podcast. Thank you for listening for this edition of Cosmic Fury SG podcast, It Chapter 2.
Yeah,
so
go check it out.
Yep, so me and Fias are gonna sign out. Cheers, peeps.
Ciao.